and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Several people have been shot and killed at a Walmart Supercenter in Chesapeake, Virginia, south of Norfolk. Police spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
Located multiple fatalities and multiple injured persons. A little while later, through the course of providing treatment, we were able to established that we believe it's a single shooter. That single shooter is deceased at this time.
Police were called to the store shortly after 10 o'clock last night. Kaczynski says the toll on families days before Thanksgiving will be tough to bear.
You know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime it's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around, you know, just for everybody involved, you know, especially the victims. Like, this is horrible.
One person is dead, more than a dozen injured in twin explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem. Israel is blaming Palestinians for the attacks. The Israeli army says explosive devices were placed at each site. We have more now on the suspect in the mass shooting at a nightclub in Colorado Saturday. CBS's Janet Shamlian has that.
Anderson Lee Aldrich is out of the hospital. Colorado Springs Police Department turning him over to the county jail. And there's new information on his background. He was known as Nicholas Brink until age 15 when he changed his name. That action reportedly coming after he'd been viciously bullied online.
Five people were killed in that shooting. It's a big travel day ahead.
Millions are on the road today. AAA estimates around 49 million people will be in their cars traveling to their Thanksgiving destinations. The airports are also busy. Here at LAX, we found people traveling just about everywhere.
We're going to Chicago.
To see who?
Our family.
I'm going to the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Travel experts say get to the airport early and don't be surprised if there are delays. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Los Angeles International Airport.
A ticketing giant may have to answer to Congress, says CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A U.S. Senate antitrust panel will hold a hearing on the lack of competition in the ticketing industry after Ticketmaster botched sales for Taylor Swift's tour. The panel's chair, Democrat Amy Klobuchar, says the company's dominance in the market gives it no incentive to innovate or improve. Ticketmaster has blamed the bungle on unprecedented demand.
A father and son have been indicted by a grand jury on charges of chasing and shooting at a black FedEx driver in January after he dropped off a package in Brookhaven, Mississippi. DeMontario Gibson was not injured in that shooting. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-278-7455.
It's Black Friday all week at Staples with huge savings on HP Tech. This week, save $130 on the HP LaserJet Pro 4101 FDWE printer. This laser printer is perfect for small businesses, delivering maximum productivity with blazing fast print speed for up to 10 users. And right now at Staples, save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 11/26.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 44. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mix of clouds and sun Friday with a high of 39. 44 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Freedom," in scare quotes, that billionaires and the GOP are selling Americans is deadly. And it sure enough is. I mean, they've slapped the word freedom on pretty much everything. But I can tell you, you know, queer people in America are not feeling freedom right now, particularly after this deadly attack at Club Q in Colorado Springs. Which, by the way, first of all, we need to remember Daniel Davis Aston and Derek Rump, who were the two bartenders who were murdered there, as well as customers Kelly Loving, Ashley Poe, and Raymond Green Vance. And also the trans woman and this fellow, Richard Fierro, who the trans woman is as yet unidentified and probably keeping her head down, given how much hate is out there, you know, is being spread around out there, you know, who helped stop this. I just a moment ago retweeted my colleague Michelangelo Signorelli's tweet. He wrote, and I think he's absolutely right, "The Colorado Springs mass shooting at an LGBTQ club is terrorism, hate directed at queer people on the night of a drag queen event. Ron DeSantis is responsible. Greg Abbott is responsible. Carrie Lake is responsible. Donald Trump is responsible." And I stand in solidarity with that statement. To expand this frame a little bit, there's that. And I think that statement in and of itself is you know, enough for the hour. But what the Republican Party has been peddling to us, as Michelangelo just pointed out in his tweet, is hate. Hate for black people, hate for Hispanic people, hate for Asian people, hate for Native Americans, hate for liberals, hate for LGBTQ people, hate. I mean, this is because the party is basically organized around the principle of getting as much money as possible out of the American people and giving it to the very rich and giant corporations, who then cycle a good chunk of that money back to those Republican politicians. They have nothing to stand on. I mean, think back to the ads that you saw in the last election. They were all about hate and fear. And there's a reason for that. And this is continuing, by the way. Herschel Walker, his first ad that just came out right after this nightclub shooting, was attacking trans women in South Dakota. Kristi Noem says, "In South Dakota, only girls play girls' sports." Ron DeSantis has come out and said he's saving children from the evil Florida teachers who are, quote, sexualizing children in kindergarten, something that literally isn't happening. I mean, and then Mike Pence, no friend to queer people or women, announced that he is going to be running for president. He hasn't officially declared he's running for president, but, you know, we all get it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. On his very own freedom agenda. Yes, he's calling it that, the freedom agenda. Capital F, capital A, freedom agenda. He says it's really an effort to put into place the agenda that I think carried us into the White House in 2016, carried two Bush presidencies to the White House, and carried Ronald Reagan to the White House in 1980. In other words, quote, freedom. his freedom agenda. But what does that mean? Haley Burns, Ashley Banks, Jordan McLean, Olivia Leal, Jessica Brown literally were not free when the Etowah County, Alabama district attorney held them in jail for months, separating them from their families because they were pregnant. He was holding them in jail to, quote, protect their unborn children. Pregnancy Justice notes that that county, quote, has prosecuted more than 150 women on pregnancy-related charges in recent years. A woman by the name of Stacey Freeman was recently arrested in Alabama and imprisoned for in order to protect her unborn child. That was the phrase that they used, from the possibility that she might use drugs or alcohol and endanger that zygote or fetus. She vigorously objected, telling the police as she was being handcuffed and dragged into a police car that she was not pregnant. Nonetheless, these freedom zealots threw her in jail because pro-life, you know, means freedom. And county officials insisted she was lying, but she turns out she was not even pregnant. I mean, they've thrown over 150 pregnant women in jail. Now they're going after women they think are pregnant. She was arrested. She was booked. She was photographed. She was fingerprinted. She was stripped naked and inspected. And then she endured 36 PTSD-inducing hours of hell in a jail cell. And she wasn't even pregnant. For 40 years, Republicans have owned this word freedom to the point of inserting it in the names of their organizations and splashing it all over their ads, right next to the AR-15s that they love to pose with, which begs the question, what is freedom? I mean, back in 2020, you had freedom fanatics shutting down the vaccination operation at Dodger Stadium. They called it a freedom rally. These are the same folks who were, you know, occupied the Michigan Capitol. This is a preview of January 6th. They were wielding assault weapons because they said Governor Whitmer's efforts to prevent Michiganders from dying of COVID were assaults on their, quote, freedom. NBC reported, quote, dozens of demonstrators took to the Michigan Capitol in Lansing for a rain-soaked protest Thursday, the third such event in the past year, a month, demanding their, quote, freedom. I mean, we went through this for, you know, throughout 2020 and 2021, you know, wearing masks is an assault on our freedom. So what the hell is freedom? I mean, Reagan made an argument about freedom back, this was not in the 1967, when, or 1966, when Lyndon Johnson, President Lyndon Johnson was getting ready to pass Medicare. And Ronald Reagan, Governor Reagan of California at the time said, quote, if Medicare passes into law, the consequences will be dire beyond imagining. One of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free. Right. For 40 years. Actually, for longer. I mean, you know, they said that when FDR was proposing Social Security in 1935, that it was socialism. It was going to take away our freedom. So back in 1933, Franklin Roosevelt gave a speech in which he said, a necessitous man is not a free man. Now, necessitous is kind of an archaic word. It means in need. And, you know, I'd say it's very true. You know, if you're unconscious and on a ventilator because some right-wing media machine told you that getting vaccinated was for wimps, you're not free. If you're hungry and can't buy food for your family, you're not free. If you're afraid every day that your child may not come home from school because the Republican Party has saturated our nation with assault weapons, you're not free. If your landlord threw you out on the street and you're homeless because you lost your job and can't afford to pay the rent, you're not free. If you're pregnant and afraid to be of being thrown in jail, you're not free. If you're queer in America, where Republican politicians use hate as a political lever, you're not free. If you're sick and afraid to go to the hospital because you know the bills will leave you broke and homeless, you're not free. If you need to go to college or trade school to get a better life but can't afford it, you're not free. The billionaires and the Republican puppets keep telling us that real freedom means a small number of people being able to accumulate hundreds of billions of dollars. We're free. See, the proof is Elon Musk. I don't think so. They keep telling us the meaning of freedom, bigger tax cuts for billionaires and more deregulation, more environmental poison, more poverty for everybody else. That's freedom. It's literally been their governing philosophy since the Reagan Revolution, from Bush's Clear Skies Initiative to Donald Trump putting an oil lobbyist in charge of the EPA and a coal lobbyist in charge of our public lands at the Interior Department. They've managed to convince millions of working class Americans that freedom essentially means the right to die in debt, to remain uneducated, to be hungry and even homeless while working crappy jobs at $7.25 an hour. But that's a lie. Real freedom requires a foundation that allows people to step away from struggling for survival and toward meaningful activities in life. It's the soil in which a functioning civil society and a healthy free enterprise system are rooted. It also fosters respect and tolerance for all members of society. As the Republican Party is out there continuously promoting bigotry, they are actually spitting in the face of freedom, of the whole idea of freedom. At least, you know, freedom for the people that are the victims of their bigotry. The LGBTQ community, the black community, the Hispanic community, the Native American community, the Muslim community. Freedom comes out of safety. And safety comes out of, in America, economic safety. You know, unlike most other countries in the world, we don't have the kind of social safety net that really and genuinely protects people. Thus, we have a huge homelessness problem. Thus, we have a 500,000 medical bankruptcies. Thus, we have, you know, young people $1.5 trillion in debt. A middle class grows when you have education, a job that pays a fair wage, access to health care that doesn't bankrupt you. These are all guaranteed as rights in every other developed country in the world, but not here in the United States. Why? Because those foundations of real freedom are paid for by taxes. Good schools and colleges, hospitals that aren't run on a for-profit basis, economic security. And guess who doesn't want to pay their taxes? The right-wing billionaires and the Republican shills. We need a healthy conversation, even a debate in this country about the word freedom. As Kris Kristofferson, said, freedom means you have nothing left to lose. Well, I'd like to redefine that. I think it goes, in fact, I think that's kind of the antithesis of freedom. Freedom is having the safety to know that you and your family are going to be okay no matter what happens in your life. And right now, basically, the only people who have that freedom are people who are very, very wealthy. They're the only, quote, free people in America now. It's time for us to change this. We need a political system that responds to the will of the majority and protects all people. You know, the American dream. We must embrace real freedom, standing on a foundation of essential security and safety, a job, a home, freedom from the fear of bankruptcy because of sickness, and embrace the entire spectrum of our nation's humanity instead of hating and fearing minorities, as we're told to do by cheap politicians looking for a few extra bigoted votes. So what is freedom? Let's talk about that. Let's also talk about what the Republican Party is going to do about Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
With more of your, back with your calls and more of my thoughts in just a moment. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 50. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 47. Mainly clear Friday with daytime highs approaching 44. 47, chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
To Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and frankly, just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point it's not even worth using it to connect. But ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer. You can even stream HD and with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just open the ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, so your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and TechRadar. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M. And a welcome.
welcome back. Oh, just a little footnote. I caught this from the writing this morning, the newsletter that summarizes what's going on the right wing in the blogosphere and whatnot. And the latest hysteria here about Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who's going to be looking into Donald Trump and friends, is, and I haven't been able to confirm this, but it is, the source here is Newsweek, so I'm, which is, under private ownership now, but I believe is still fairly credible, is that Jack Smith is married to a woman named Katie Chevigny, C-H-E-V-I-G-N-Y, however you pronounce that. And that she worked as a producer on the movie Becoming, which was about Michelle Obama. And she also donated to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. So, oh my God, he's married to a Democrat. You can tell right now the meltdown is going to begin. They're going to be investigating him in Congress. It's going to go nuts. But, the larger question, and one that I think the Republican Party is really struggling with right now, is the only declared Republican for the presidency in 2024, has not been a member of Congress, is Donald Trump. And, you and I both know he did this in order to get around the Justice Department, which, frankly, I think blew up in his face. I don't think Jack Smith is going to let him off the hook at all. Plus, Jack Smith's tenure may well outlast the Biden presidency. But in any case, here's Donald Trump. And what happens if he becomes the Republican nominee? I think it's a virtual certainty that he loses the White House. I mean, the Democrats would have to run a really terrible candidate. And I'm never going to discount the possibility of Democrats shooting themselves in the foot. But it looks like, Trump is a real drag on the party right now. People are just tired of him. And on the other hand, if the Republican Party doesn't embrace him, he might just walk away and say that he's actually going to be running an independent candidacy, which would be kind of a cool thing, actually, because it would take a lot of votes away from the Republicans and guarantee a Democratic presidency. So here you got, Mike Pence and Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and all these others who want to be president, presumably Rick Scott and others. What are they going to do? I mean, it looks to me like this party is in a real crisis. We hear, we read all this stuff about it, Democrats in disarray. No, I think it's the Republican Party that's in a panic right now. So how do you think this is going to play out? This is like kind of a Sophie's choice. Also, a quick geeky science for you on the other side of the break. The average person has 5 people in their lives they trust. It's fascinating. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I will, of course, as I always, or generally always do, take your calls for the next half hour. Stick around.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st.
It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man. 844. You've already met him.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 44. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mix of clouds and sun Friday with a high of 39. 44 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Diabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. An awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use? It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with brass knuckle, meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers. So watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off your orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. This study says, or studyfinds.org is a fascinating website. Every now and then they pop up some of the most curious geeky science stuff. And our geeky science for today, the average American has five people in their life with whom they have a strong enough relationship that they feel that they can basically lean on that person or call on that person for anything. It really got me thinking about this. I can think of maybe three people in my life, and I can extend that probably to another three, but that's it. I mean, really, there's probably only six people that I'm really close to. And they go on to note, outside of their close circle, people have some of the best partnerships with their neighbors and their doctors. And nearly a third of employed respondents said that one of their strongest partnerships is with a coworker, 31%. Half of those surveyed use technology more during the holiday season to keep in touch with loved ones than at other times of year. 51% even attribute the closeness of their relationships to technology. I know two of my best friends, one lives in Australia, one lives in Israel, and every month since the pandemic, we've gotten together on Zoom. My other best friend lives in New York. We just talk on the phone constantly. And then I have some very close friends here that with whom I've worked for over a decade. And particularly Sean has been with me over 15 years, I think, and Nate over a decade. And and we all love Joyce. But it's fascinating. They also said that some people have relationships with businesses. 83% of Americans said that they form strong relationships with small businesses, something that doesn't happen with larger, medium-sized businesses. Fascinating stuff. Anyhow, so much for geeky science. Let's pick up your calls. We've got a lot to talk about today. Kevin in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
I have a question about ACOs.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the ACO Reach program?
Ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, you said that an ACO is like a Medicare Advantage plan. And I'm looking in Medicare and You, and it says an ACO won't limit your choice of healthcare providers. It isn't a Medicare Advantage plan, HMO plan, or any insurance plan of any kind. If your doctor or other provider is part of an ACO, you still have the right to visit any doctor, hospital, or other provider that accepts Medicare at any time. So I want to know how is an ACO like a Medicare Advantage plan, and how's it different?
Wow. I don't know the answer to that question, Kevin, and I'm not sure if the ACOs that you're talking about are the same thing as the ACO Reach program, which pulls people out of Medicare and puts them into these privatized programs. It's a great question. We need to get Alex from Social Security Works back on, because he's the expert on these things. I'm not. I'm sorry, Kevin.
My other question was, what's the difference between ACO and ACO Reach?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make a decision.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I don't know what to base it on.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, for me, I can't make your decision for you or tell you what to do. But for me, I am staying on regular Medicare Parts A and B, and I have a Medigap policy with a mutual insurance company, which is a company that's owned by its customers as opposed to its shareholders. And I'm very happy with all of the above. Now, that said, that costs me a couple hundred dollars a month, which I realize some people can't afford. And that's the appeal of some of the Medicare Advantage programs is that, you know, they're free or cheap. The downside, of course, is that once you're in them, you can't go back to regular Medicare without considerable difficulty. It's very difficult to get the Medigap plans after you've been in Medicare Advantage. You're kind of basically screwed for the rest of your life. And as you get older and sicker, you'll find more and more that they will be saying, no, we won't pay for that. And no, you've got to run everything by us before we'll approve it, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know.
I'm basically in your position, except I don't see how, if I chose a doctor that's in an ACO, I don't see how it changes anything.
Well, again, I don't know what an ACO is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But if it's, you know, if it's...
It says accountable care organization. And it's a group of doctors. They get together. They share your data. They know like what prescriptions you're taking and what might conflict with that.
Yeah.
They don't.
Kevin, I'm gonna have to learn more about this before, you know, because I frankly don't know. What I do know is that, you know, regular Medicare is the way to go for me. Kevin, thank you for the call. Larry in Blackfoot, Idaho. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Yeah, I have a question on the Supreme Court enforces ortho oath of office that our politicians take, and when they violate that oath, does the Supreme Court, are they the one that enforces that?
No, the Supreme Court has no enforcement power at all. In fact, they have the power to make proclamations, but they don't have the power to enforce them. They tried to stop the Trail of Tears, so Andrew Jackson, and he said, tough luck. They tried to overrule him when he declared that the Second National Bank of America was unconstitutional, and he went ahead and shut it down anyway. They tried to declare that all black people north of the Mason-Dixon line could be claimed by any nearby white person who wanted to grab them and say, this one's mine. And Abraham Lincoln said, nope, not going to go along with that. So the Supreme Court has no power to enforce anything. The enforcement power lies entirely with the executive branch. The police powers of government lie with the executive branch, with the president and all the agencies that are associated with the presidency. So if a person violates their oath of office, there are two options. One, the presumably the Justice Department, the ultimate police agency within the executive branch, could bring some kind of charges that would go before a court, and they may well go before the Supreme Court. But again, they wouldn't be, the Supreme Court could rule, but the actual enforcement, you get the difference, the subtlety and the difference of those words. Or secondly, Congress itself has the power to police its own members and can define its own rules and can expel members on its own. It doesn't require anybody else to do that. So theoretically, Congress could say this person has not fulfilled their oath of office and kick somebody out of Congress. And that has happened in the past. Make sense? Okay, Larry, thank you very much for the call. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, great to have you back.
Thank you.
I really mean that. Question for you. Do you think it's fair to say that President Obama and President Biden will go down in history as two great presidents, having rescued the country from two of the worst presidents ever?
I think it's kind of a mixed bag, Bob, because, you know, in some ways, both of them embraced the neoliberal zeitgeist that Reagan kicked off. On the other hand, they both of them did a lot of really good stuff. And so, you know, it's I read about this at some length, actually, in my and this is not a pitch for it, but in the book, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America. You know, I deal with each one of those presidencies. You could look back on FDR's presidency and find things he failed to do. You know, there's no perfectly good or perfectly evil presidents out there. I think that a lot of what Reagan did that has done incredible damage to our country and the world, he did believing it was the best thing. I don't think he did most of what he did he believed was the right thing, but I think much of what he did he thought was the right thing. So, you know, times change and we learn from our experiences.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Tom, thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Dennis in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Dennis, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Hartman. Well, I'd like to revisit the women who were incarcerated because the local authorities thought they might be pregnant.
Right. Isn't that an amazing story?
Well, yes, but there's an easy remedy for it. First of all, if I were called in, I practiced law in the courts of Florida and federal courts for 42 years before I finally hung up my shingle. And I did a lot of that kind of work. I started out as a public defender, so I'm quite familiar with criminal matters. And if they were being held in jail without any criminal charges against them, they have the right to seek a writ of habeas corpus. And personally, I'd take it before the nearest federal judge, and they'd spring loose.
Apparently, this is going on in Alabama. This one particular county and this one particular prosecutor has jailed over 150 women. And apparently, in every case, they have been arrested on minor drug charges. And the fact that they were pregnant provided him, under the law, with a basis to hold them with, you know, extremely high bail conditions or other, you know, other things that prevented them from getting out of jail. I believe bail was defined for all of them, but it was set so high that they couldn't afford it. There's a link to two of the stories about this in my article today, if you want all the details. I don't frankly remember them right off the top of my head.
Well, that adds another wrinkle to the game, but it doesn't dissuade me from pursuing a remedy in a federal courtroom. Where you can challenge the state actors' authorities. And if it's determined that they didn't have legal authority to do what they were doing, then you can file a follow-up civil action for damages under the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1866, which is codified in 42 U.S.C. Section 1983. And it makes the state actors personally liable for violating the constitutional rights of our citizens.
Interesting.
So between a habeas corpus and a civil action for damages, you can bring these maggots to heel.
Well, the woman who was not pregnant, who was arrested, dragged into a police car in handcuffs, you know, stripped naked, booked, photographed, fingerprinted, thrown into a jail cell for 2 days, she actually is suing in civil court. And that case is going through the courts, and there's a hot link to that lawsuit case. Also in my article today. The other ones, I don't know. I don't know the details on the other 150 women, and that apparently spans a period of a couple of years. This is not just since the Dobbs decision.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I'd like to mention is every state bar association and the National American Trial Lawyers Association have trial lawyers who gather together in a particular association in Florida. It's the Florida Justice Association. And those are the lawyers who handle such matters. So if any woman has some questions about it, you can call your local member of those organizations and have a free consultation.
Oh, that's great. Great news to know. Great information to know. Dennis, thank you for that.
You're welcome, and keep spreading the word.
I'll do it. It's so great being here and having people who know more than me calling into the program. We have some of the smartest listeners on earth. Dennis, you're definitely one of them. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. A new poll was just released showing Warnock and Walker are tied. How does this happen? Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 50. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 47. Mainly clear Friday with daytime highs approaching 44. 47, chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
For buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high-quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Pallas calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. The holidays are right around the corner and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try with over 35 chef-crafted recipes every week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping. with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, TOM70, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your phone calls, Jeremiah in Coalport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeremiah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm listening to these Republicans talk ad nauseum about how the election from Trump was stolen, and yet Democrats have had two presidential elections stolen from them, the one with Al Gore and the one with Hillary Clinton. And yet, to my knowledge, no Democrat has actually used that word, okay?
I would argue that there were four. I would argue that, you know, Reagan cutting a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages before the election so that Jimmy Carter would go down in flames, that was a stolen election. I would argue that Nixon in 1968, when he blew up the successful peace talks that Lyndon Johnson had negotiated with South Vietnam, and he reached out to them and said, don't go along with it, don't go to Paris, don't sign that deal, wait until after the election and I'll make you rich. And that, you know, of course, blew it up, and that killed Hubert Humphrey's presidency. That was a stolen election, I would argue. I think that I'm still, you know, skeptical about John Kerry and Ohio in 2004. But, you know, I'd start with those two or add those two.
But, you know, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. But yeah. I think if you don't tell the truth, and no one's saying what the truth is, then that becomes a falsehood. So why aren't Democrats talking about the elections that were stolen from them?
My sense of it, my observation, Jeremiah, has been that the Republican Party has historically, at least throughout my lifetime, or most of my lifetime, I'd say since the end of the Eisenhower administration, since 1960, the Republican Party has been the party of grievance. It's been the party that appeals to hate, fear, and anger. The Democratic Party has been the party that says we want to do things for average working people. We want to lift everybody up. We want to help achieve equality across America so that people are not, you know, living in poverty and homeless and all this kind of stuff. And that almost temperamental difference, and I think temperament is probably a good word to describe it, because it's like, you know, the baseline of personality. You know, that temperamental difference causes Democrats to say, okay, you know, yeah, Al Gore got screwed. You know, in fact, we found out a year later that actually Al Gore won the election in Florida. You know, and Democrats did not take the chance to make a big deal out of it, because they just said, let's move on. Let's start getting things done. Let's focus on accomplishing things for America. And frankly, they've accomplished a hell of a lot over the years, rather than, you know, ragging on the past. I'm perfectly willing to rag on the past. The theft of four elections by Republicans features prominently in my book on the Supreme Court. And I've been talking about this stuff for a while. But I'm not even sure that it would fly, Jeremiah, with the Democratic base. I think the Democratic base also wants the Democratic Party to be about, you know, getting things done and fixing things rather than...
Why can't we do both?
Well, I think to a certain extent we can and we should, and I bring a little bit of that to this program. But, your point is well taken. Jeremiah, thanks for the call. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800. 800-
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.